Noontime News already on a midweek Wednesday. We'll look at markets. We got midday weather coming up and more. We'll check in at Central Livestock Association. Also, Brownfield Ag News at 12:20. Travis Leonard joining us here on Chasm Radio. Travis, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Good. You hail from the Princeton area, right?
Yes, sir.
And you're here at the Expo. First of all, give us a little background on yourself when it comes to agriculture. And, well, you have a product for those in agriculture that can benefit them, right?
Yes, I do. My name's Travis, but I'm better known as the gypsum guy, honestly. That's what people seem to remember. We sell gypsum. It's recycled drywall, and we run it through a process that separates the gypsum from the paper. And we sell both products. The gypsum can be used. It's why I'm here at the dairy show. We use it in the stalls for a bedding conditioner type of product. You don't need very much. Maybe a cup or two per stall. And you should use it with whatever else you're using for bedding, be that chopped straw or shavings or whatnot. It's not meant to be a standalone product, but it's highly beneficial in that it's very water absorbent, similar to like a hydrated lime, but the pH in my product is very close to neutral, so it's not as gnarly, if you will, as hydrated lime. Hydrated lime can be really harsh on the animals and even, you know, the people handling it. And it's my product is calcium sulfate is what gypsum is, and when you add any sort of moisture to that product, the calcium and the sulfate, that bond splits. And what happens is in dairy barns, you have, obviously there's odors coming out of barns, and that's typically in the form of ammonia, which is a form of nitrogen. Well, what happens is that ammonia binds with the sulfate, creating ammonium sulfate. And if you check prices lately, ammonium sulfate is a very expensive product to purchase. And we create it somewhat naturally in the dairy environment, and thus making your manure value literally go through the roof. Mm-hmm. So it's very beneficial that way. It's super in fly control. I mean, it's amazing in the amount of its effectiveness at controlling flies. And like I said, it's pH neutral. The cows could literally bed in a pile of gypsum and be completely 100% okay.
How did you ever get introduced to the product, or when did that happen?
It was a business that basically got formed out of necessity. I was in the construction business and dealt a lot with drywall waste. And we were used to haul the drywall to the landfill, whatever local landfill was closest. We pay through the nose. If you ever bring anything to landfill, you know it's not cheap. And when it's your business to gather something and bring it to the landfill, that's a big part of your overhead is bringing it to the landfill. So when the recession started, construction really got hit really hard, and we're a one income family. That's how I fed my family, and we just had to make a decision whether we were going to bring this stuff to the landfill or figure something else out. So we just started taking our waste drywall and literally shoving it in this old pole barn that we had, just so we didn't have to pay, you know, so we had more money coming in. And so I ended up with this big building full of drywall, and I had to figure out something to do with it. And Innovative Gypsum Products was born out of basically out of necessity and kind of some old farmer ingenuity. My dad was a farmer. I grew up on a farm. And so we kind of put our heads together and through some help from some other really good friends of mine, we started this company.
Well, you mentioned just it works in conjunction with the bedding you're using, but like you said, just a cupful is what you need?
Yeah, really, that's all you need per stall. It's very, very low cost, you know, for to give yourself a much better environment for your cattle. You know, you get a drier, harder hooves, you get cleaner udders. It creates a really nice environment for the animals, and hopefully a happy, healthy, dry cow will bump milk production, and then, you know, you get it on the back end, air quotes right there. on the back end, you get it in the manure, and then, you know, you put that down in your fields on top of your, you know, your alfalfa or whatnot, and you get that all those benefits of the ammonium sulfate as well.
So it's you win on one end and you win on the other end.
Correct. Huh? Yeah, it's a win-win situation in the dairy barns. And I've got lots of customers that aren't in the dairy industry at all that use it for direct land applications, and for alfalfa farmers that's all their hay guys, or it's unbelievable in beans. Legumes respond really, really well to that sulfate and gypsum, and we've had really, really good luck with beans as well. Yep.
Travis, do you find a lot of farmers, are they aware of gypsum and the benefits? Is there a lack of knowledge out there? What do you run into?
There's an education process. Gypsum's been used for a really long time. I mean, I've read stuff that Benjamin Franklin was aware of gypsum. They called it plaster back then, but just because of where we are, logistics have sort of put the kibosh on using gypsum. I mean, the closest place to get it is down by Fort Dodge, Iowa. It's a mined product. Gypsum is a natural product that comes out of its mined, much like, say, limestone would be. But it's softer, less harsh product. But regardless, to get it from point A to point B, you know, from Iowa all the way up here is why it just isn't used around here. And so it's an education process. Gypsum does a lot of things that you can buy multiple products and accomplish the things that gypsum's going to accomplish for you via the soil, via in the barn, you know, and those type of things. But really, gypsum is a very multifaceted product. I mean, you can accomplish a lot of things with just one product, and it's honestly, it's very inexpensive to use. It really pays itself back, you know, with your manure gains and your gains, you know, via your yield and whatnot as well.
Yeah, and that was my next question to everybody. Is always, you know, trying to money manage just like any household.
Absolutely.
And say, okay, is this a proper investment? Am I going to come out? And like you said, it's a minimal investment for the amount of gain.
Absolutely, and that's, you know, that's where we try to keep our product. Like I said, I grew up on a farm, and farming's a business like any other business, and you try to keep your overhead low. So, you know, we price our product competitively to be able to, you know, especially now with, you know, the corn prices being where they are and bean prices being where they are, you know, I understand I adjust my prices to make it affordable for everybody to try my product and keep using it.
Is that what you find, just kind of breaking that initial wall and say, check it out, try it out, and then after you do that, I mean, it just kind of snowballs after that? Or
absolutely. It's funny, one of my original customers up by Monaga, and they're still probably my biggest customer, started using the product up there and love it. And, you know, you could make a draw big circle around his dairy farm up there and all of the referrals that I've gotten from him. And I haven't spent much money over the years on advertising, because I really haven't had to. The word travels fast in the farm community. So it's that initial education of, you know, breaking through that initial barrier is really my biggest challenge. But once customers have used the product, we have a really good return rate and people coming back to use it again.
So folks, listeners coming to the show, coming to the expo, they can come see you, talk to you firsthand. If they want more information, give you a call, check you out online, what's the best way?
Absolutely. You can call me at 763-238-6677. Or we have a great website. There's a lot of education material on there, and that's thegypsumguy.com. That's gypsum is G-Y-P-S-U-M. So thegypsumguy.com is a great way to get a hold of us.
So you mentioned you got customers in Monaga, so you're not necessarily worried if it's, you know, Sauk Center, Alexandria, you're going down to Mankato, whatever it may be.
No, I go all over the place. I've got stuff going up to North Dakota this fall. I've got stuff in South Dakota. I've had customers in Wisconsin, in Iowa. It goes all over the place. So it's truly, I believe in this product. I think it's a really great product. And, you know, the more people I can help and educate to try it. I truly believe that this product does everything that I say it does.
And when I get out of that, there's not enough hours in the day, Travis, right?
Absolutely not. I think we all know that.
Stop on by the show or contact Travis. We'll have a link online too and find out more information. We appreciate your time, Travis.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it very much.
Thanks for stopping on by. Noontime News continues.